Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, President Trump has said the White House won't cooperate with the impeachment inquiry, but he got his point of view across at a rally last night in Minneapolis that is getting a lot of play online. And for people who are only getting their news on social media, they may be getting a different view of the rally, depend on where they look. Joining us now for our social media roundup is Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Hi, Femi.
Hello. If you're only getting your news on social media, you need to get off it.
Get off it.
We're
Start
in trouble.
Looking at some real news.
Diversify your portfolio of news.
Okay, good. Well, we're seeing the hashtags Trump Rally and Trump Minneapolis coming up on Twitter, some from supporters, some from protesters. There were a lot of protests. What are you seeing, first of all, about the protests?
Getting lots of little glimpses, little snapshots. If you're watching cable news or network news, mainstream news, you see what the reporters see. If you're on social, you see what either the protesters are seeing or what people going to the campaign event are seeing. So one great example here caught my eye, obviously, because it was about the media. There was a gentleman who was a Trump supporter. He has a little boy in his arms and he's literally teaching his little boy how to boo the press. Now, some people underneath that photograph are saying, yes, that's excellent. And some people were absolutely appalled by that. Comments about the music, the playlist that was being used during the event. Prince was played. One commenter says, well, of course, it's in Minneapolis. You have to play right. Prince. But the Prince Trust said, and they issued this very quickly, that President Trump played Prince's Purple Rain tonight at a campaign event in Minneapolis, despite confirming a year ago the campaign would not use Prince's music. So they complained immediately.
You know, when I went to a Trump rally in Cincinnati over the summer, they played a lot of Rolling Stones, a lot of Elton John, and I was really surprised to hear My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion blasting through the arena. I don't know if she said yes or no that they can do that or not.
They have a very eclectic music list for campaign events. Okay. Something for everybody.
Femi, another story getting a lot of attention this week on social media is Ellen DeGeneres sitting next to George W. Bush at a football game on Sunday. And people were surprised that a liberal, openly gay Hollywood star was sitting next to a conservative Republican president who, by the way, tried to pass a constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage. Ellen addressed this on her show on Tuesday. Here she is.
I'm friends with George Bush. In fact, I'm friends with a lot of people who don't share the same beliefs that I have. We're all different, and I think that we've forgotten that that's okay that we're all different. For instance, I wish people wouldn't wear fur. I don't like it, but I'm friends with people who wear fur.
Femi, what kind of reactions are you seeing to this on social media?
Ellen is beloved by so many people, so I was shocked that this was probably one of the most contentious conversations happening online this week, whether you thought that the idea of let's all get along and be friends was okay, or whether you were very upset. People were even angrier by that message that Ellen put out there and mentioned on her show. Let me give you one example. Heartwarming message, but tell me, at Ellen's show, did you ever pull him aside, that's the President George W. Bush, as a friend and explain the pain and anxiety he unnecessarily caused millions of non-wealthy, non-privileged LGBTQ folks, not to mention millions of Iraqi people as well? The argument is going back and forth, but it really boils down to if you are somebody who has privilege, you have money, you are wealthy, you are famous, perhaps you can have time to have friends with people who don't agree with you and perhaps whose policies may well have impacted you if you didn't have that wealth. That is why this conversation is so, I would say, feisty and so heartfelt and passionate. And in fact, one campaigner, one activist used Ellen's apology or addressing the situation, not really an apology, and then put images of the Iraq war behind her. The Ellen Show took that down. And then that video went viral. That is known in social media as the Streisand effect. So when you take something down or you try and ban it, it becomes even more popular and more people see it. Known as the Streisand effect because when Barbara Streisand's house got out there into the press, she tried to censor it. And then even more people were interested in where she lived. So now she's given her name to a phenomenon on the internet that's very common. The more you try to ban it, the more people want to know, what is it that we aren't allowed to see?
Okay, Femi, and by the way, you mentioned LGBTQ people. We should mention that one of the things trending today is that it's National Coming Out Day, and that is a very hot topic on Twitter right now. I want to ask you about one more thing, though, which is the Nobel Prize went to the Ethiopian Prime Minister, Abiy Ahmed, but a lot of people were thinking
but,
it was going to go to...
Well,
no, good for him. And we have a whole conversation. People can go to hearingnow.org to hear all about why he won.
Excellent.
But people were worried that Greta Thunberg, the climate activist, didn't get it. In just a few seconds, your thoughts?
Well, she was nominated, and often the nominations are kept quite secret, but the reaction online was, well, she's still young, she has time. There isn't a direct link, people are saying, online between climate action, climate change and peace. Mm-hmm. And there are other parts of the world where people have done practical work to stop conflicts from happening. And that is probably why she didn't win. That conversation is online. Look underneath hashtag Nobel Peace Prize.
Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Thanks as always. Have a great weekend.
You too, Jeremy. Take care.